Welcome to the channel. I'm your host for today, Claire Headley, and joined with me today is none other than Jessica Palmadesa. Thank you so much for joining me, Jessica. I really appreciate it. As I said, I've been seeing some of your activities in LA. I'm obviously not in LA, but you are making quite a stir over in Scientology land. Yeah. I wanted to ask what brought you to this? Like there to be from all the many people I've talked to, there's always something that kind of sparked interest and attention. What was that for you?
So pretty much I was already doing content before this. Like that was my full-time job. I did social media. I would film on Hollywood Boulevard sometimes. And, me and my friends would be filming. We would see them in their little corsets handing out papers. And I would just always be like, these people are so bizarre. And like, I knew about Scientology. Like I knew about it just from like South Park. Like I knew they were crazy and stuff, but I didn't know like exactly everything about them. So yeah, that was all I pretty much knew. I considered them like a cult and everything, like as most people do, I feel like at this point. But I didn't know all the details. I had never talked to somebody that was in it or anything. And then I had seen, Straight to LA out there. I didn't know him at the time. I seen like his videos pop up on my For You page. I'm like, oh, this guy's funny. And then I was like, I'm going to go in there for a video and, like just see, just pretend I'm interested sort of. So I did that with my friend, just recorded it. And then posted it. And then people liked the angel security guy for some reason in my video. So that started the whole save angel thing. And then I went from there. And then I met up with Will. And then it grew from there. And That's then I awesome. Learned everything about it. I went down the whole rabbit hole. And like, I'm like, it gets crazier and crazier the more you learn about it. So it's like, got me locked in there.
Yeah, no joke. I always say it's a Pandora's box. So, but what was that like going in there the first time? Were you like creeped out or what was that experience like?
So this was just the test center that I walked into. They didn't even ask me to do the personality test. They saw that I was like, that I had like people with me, like with cameras and stuff. And they probably saw us always like filming on the boulevard, like, cause we would pass them and kind of look at them like, and just be like, what are these people doing all the time? So I feel like they definitely knew. But then Angel had told me when he was talking to me that Lady Gaga was a Scientologist for some reason. And I clipped that. And that had gone viral just because it was so ridiculous. And I was like confused too. So I literally went home and like looked up like, is Lady Gaga a Scientologist now? That was not true. And I was just like, what? So then I was like, oh, he must like celebrities. So I went with like an impersonation, like my friend that like looks like Kanye West and does like a little like skits where he like pretends that he's Kanye West and fools people. So I went in with him for the second video and I was like, oh, they love, like they won't let me in here, but like, since they love celebrities, we could probably get you in here. And then Twilla, her face like glowed up. She thought that it was a real Kanye and just went from there and then started.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. Crazy, crazy. And I love that you're reaching an audience that otherwise might not even ever know of the dangers of Scientology.
That got a lot of the younger people interested, the whole TikTok part of it, because I mean, I feel like if it was all serious, like the 14-year-olds and everything that were like interested in coming down there to the test center and stuff to like, you know, see what's going on, wouldn't have gone if there wasn't like the comedy aspect of it.
So. Yeah, no, absolutely. Your TikTok content is amazing and always humorous and certainly eye-opening too. And I can certainly, I have two teenagers who I'm sure have seen your videos. So, So what has been your craziest experience being around Scientology properties so far?
Probably getting swatted, I guess, but I wasn't even by the property then. It just, I was live streaming. I had been at the property earlier in the day. And then I was like, oh, I'm not doing like, I'm taking a break. I'm going to go to a party or whatever. It wasn't even a party. It was like kickback. I went up into Hollywood Hills. It's like 2 a.m. And then all the like literally so many police cars came and like put everybody in handcuffs and whatever. And they were like, oh, the girl in the Mini Cooper shooting everyone up. And it was right after I left the police station about like a Scientology incident. So I was like, and I got my car towed that same night outside the police station.
Oh my gosh.
And they were like trying not to release it. So that was probably the worst night out of it, but.
Wow. That's just crazy. And by the way, I just wanted to thank you personally for putting up the Aftermath Foundation phone number. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
We are here to help people get out. And fortunately, we've had great success with that when they are ready to get out. So thank you for sharing that. And then tell me about your Congress petition. That was, I thought, amazing and brilliant.
Yeah, so I was like trying to kind of think of like the next step after. Now, obviously, the buildings are shut down. So like, there's not much reason to, I mean, it's not shut down completely, but you know what
no,
I mean? Like,
no, we have more coming,
Yeah. But so I was like, what's the next step? And then I just thought of that. I mean, obviously I could have sent the petition into like the Congress people, like just through email, but I was like, no, like hopefully if I record some of them, specifically the ones that like, I filmed already were the ones that I know support Scientology or like have a history of like being like photographed with people in Scientology and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So those were the ones that I was filmed. I'm not going to film every single one because people are going to get bored of that. But my hope was just like that, then other people would maybe do the same thing instead of me just sending it in through email and then nobody knows what happens to that.
Yeah.
I sent them through email as well because I feel like they're just going to disregard the papers and be like, oh, we never got it. But, you know, yeah. That's kind of the hope.
Yeah. Well, you certainly documented that they did get it.
So they did.
That was awesome. And I will absolutely share, of course, all your social media pages, your, I think you have a main website that has all your links, right? Your direct.
My direct me link. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the best one to share so that,
yeah, probably.
Everyone knows how to find you. And then also, of course, your change.org petition, which I signed. Thank you. It's always funny to me as given that, you know, for me, the first 30 years of my life was deep in the bowels of this organization, unfortunately, because of my parents, to see and meet someone like you and the many other people now that are just stepping up and saying, no, this is not okay. This is an abusive organization. It's honestly inspiring and gives me hope that there will be a day to come when this organization no longer exists.
Hopefully someday soon.
Yeah, no doubt. And so what other crazy incidents have you had happen in
There's been so many, honestly, like, I'm trying to think, like, I think the most interesting one was the night everybody always asks, like, what's like the craziest, like live stream that I like remember. I think it was the night that I was outside the building that I think it's the L. Ron Hubbard, like Life Exhibition Center or whatever.
Yes.
And it was like the first night that we had gone over there. It was me, Will and I think Chris, I'm not sure if anybody else was there. I think it was us three that stayed the longest. We just sat on the sidewalk until like, I don't even know what it was, like 3 a.m. or something, and just watched all the buses come. And they would like, they just kept circling around hiding from us. And we were just like sitting on live stream showing everyone like the desperate measures that they were going to. And they like spent like hours circling around waiting for us to leave until finally they like pulled up and let them out, and they all like ran with like their heads down. Like, I'm like, you're literally, if you're so worried about us having like content or whatever, you're giving it to us. If you just walked in like normal people, nobody would have cared. You
totally
ran in like literal psychopaths, like head down, masks on. And I'm like, you just gave everybody like content, and now everybody's gonna view this and think you're crazy. So then we just kept waiting for all the buses, did that with each one. And then the very next day we went back and we're like, oh, we're gonna do this again because like, you know, it's putting pressure on them and everything. And when we went back, it was all boarded up. Like they had like a big tarp over everywhere that you would see. And then they had the security people, like when the bus pulled in, hold up umbrellas, like blocking like the extra little spaces and stuff. And then they backed in the buses. They would start backing in all the buses. And then that led to when they were backing in the bus, them slamming into the bus into the pole because they couldn't see. They were trying to back them up so they could get so that there was less room. They didn't have to walk past us. So then as they were doing that, they gave us more content by then them crashing into the building or like the pole on the building. So I'm like, this is not working out for you guys.
No, no doubt. I know. It's
and now
crazy.
It seems that they abandoned that entire building. Like, I do not see anybody going in and out of that building. So I don't know when they do. Clearly they have to at some point, but we haven't figured it out yet.
Wow. Yeah. There's a lot of staff that work in there. That's the, Gosh, it's crazy. And yeah, they don't know how to react to any of this. And all you're doing is showing what they're doing and how they're reacting. And they don't know how to deal with any of this, which is why I appreciate it. And oh my gosh, that's just crazy. And so what happened with your TikTok account?
So I had about 1 million on TikTok before I had started the series. And then I never had a problem like with anything getting taken down, whatever. I still didn't have any community guidelines violations on my page. And then just randomly after about like a month of doing the Scientology content, it just randomly got taken down. And then I was like, oh, well, you know, I know people that you in LA that like can, just get your account back if you pay them. Like they have their connections, they charge, they've done it for like, they're trustworthy people that have gotten back like my friends' accounts, same amount of money, like, you know, a few grand, whatever. And I was like, oh, I'll just do that. Like, not a big deal. Don't really care. Tried to do that. And then every single one that got back, every single person's account that I know, it got bounced back saying that, like, that it can't. They've never seen this before. Like, they can't. And then I've heard from three different people that, like, were in my account that a organization page that paid a large sum of money to get my account taken down. I don't know what a large sum of money means. I wish I knew, because I'm like, maybe I'll want to pay it, but probably way more than I can afford. But I'm still working on it. I went to the headquarters the other day, like TikTok headquarters. I'm like, is there a reason why you're silencing like anyone that is talking about Scientology, any journalists that talk about Scientology, anything like that?
Right.
Obviously, they're not going to give me an answer face-to-face. So I also wrote it down like in a letter. And I'm like, you could give this to someone, because I'm going to just like keep pressuring you guys and annoying you until you do something. So
yeah, it's absolutely crazy to me in this day and age how the media are still so scared of Scientology's power. So whatever, if there's anything I can do or to support you in your effort on getting your account back, please do let me know, because this is,
I think everybody thought I gave up on it because it's been like 2 months. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I every single day I'm annoying them. Like, I like get very into something where like, I will not let it go. I'm getting my way or I will literally die before I don't get my way, you know? So I'm like, I will annoy them. I don't care if it's a year from now, they're still going to be hearing from me every day. And then now the whole TikTok ban thing that supposedly, you know, who knows if it'll happen, but it does seem like they're going to have to sell. And then the owner of TikTok came on and was like talking about First Amendment and like, oh, don't let them like silence your First Amendment. I'm like, oh, all of a sudden First Amendment matters to you guys? Didn't matter when you pulled down my account.
No. Oh my gosh. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. And so where do you see this headed? Like, what is, what's coming for Jessica in this crazy endeavor, not crazy, brave endeavor, I should say.
So, I mean, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to continue with that. Obviously, the test center is going to open back up eventually. In the meantime, it's just kind of keeping people's interest, you know, because some people like think that it's just a bunch of entertainment and like expect that entertainment every day. But like if the building's closed, there's no reason to like, you know, just stand there and like cause trouble, because it just leads to trouble. Even if we're not causing trouble, it leads to trouble with all the like fake swattings and everything like that. So that's why I did like the thing with the aftermath number, because I was trying to like find other ways to like bring awareness, which it did, because like so many of the community members that were like going by and stuff were like, love what you're doing. Like you could tell that they were on our side, which was good.
Yes.
So just like ways to like keep it creative like that until the test center opens back up. Hopefully they never open back up.
Totally. That would be amazing. I know. Did you know that Phil Jones, who's part of the board of the Aftermath Foundation, when he was there on site putting up the billboard, he had one of the fake swatting incidents happen too.
Really? No, I did not know that. Yeah.
No, it was. So they arrived on site at 4 o'clock in the morning because the billboard was supposed to go up between 4 to 8 a.m. And the install crew arrived at 7:55 a.m. Phil had flown in from out of town, so he had a rental car. This guy shows up out of nowhere and starts throwing stuff at Phil's rental car, then comes directly across the street and threw a bottle and a stick at Phil.
I did not know that. No, I did not know that. That's crazy.
Yeah, and how crazy is that? I mean, all we're doing is putting up a billboard to say, hey, do you need help leaving?
I cannot believe it got taken down. I cannot believe it.
I know.
Like that, crumbled. That was insane to me. That was insane.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, like I said, lots more coming. We're still here. We're not going anywhere. But it's, yeah, I don't know. This the fake swatting thing is definitely a thing. And it's not.
We were actually yesterday we were at the city council meeting, and I kind of just went there to support Serge because I know he had wanted to talk there. So he was just, I don't know if it was him or the other Audit LA who I was with. One of them was just talking about the swattings literally 5 minutes prior. And they're like, oh, like we didn't know anything about that, all this stuff. And then in comes the fire. It, like you hear the sirens. And I said, as a joke, I was like, oh, they're coming here. There's a structure fire, like as a joke, like thinking that like, since they always get called, just completely messing around. All of a sudden they come inside. They were like, who called 911? And I was like, now you get to see this firsthand. Like, and they were like, what? Like, that's crazy. And then 5 minutes later, like well, it wasn't 5 minutes later, couple, like, I don't know, like an hour later or something. I hear that they were at the blue building, like swatting DOA. So I'm like, the amount of times that they come out for literally no reason is crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And yet they, quote unquote, have nothing to hide. Yeah, that's the biggest bunch of lies ever. Oh, my goodness. Any other crazy stories you'd like to share?
Oh,
from your adventures?
There's just been so, I don't even know. It's something different, like every single day. Every day it's like, oh, I'm going to go out for like 20 minutes or whatever. And then like something crazy happens.
Yeah.
Someone gets like falsely arrested for no reason or whatever. And then you end up out there all night. So.
What has been the most surprising to you from the perspective of what you considered of Scientology before you started doing that versus now being on their front doorstep, literally? Is there something that just struck you particularly?
Mainly I would just say, one, how LAPD like seems to really just come to their aid for everything. That was crazy to me. Cause I've never seen like police corruption like that. You know, I'm not from LA, so it's like, I feel like cops in like, you know, like hometowns or whatever, just towns are like more normal. Obviously there's police corruption everywhere, but like here it's crazy. I've never seen anything like this, especially when it comes to LAPD. Say that. And then just hearing like all the ex-member stories, like, yeah, you like trolling them or whatever, me making like little funny videos about them, obviously being like, look at these crazy people, was like only, you know, surface level deep. But then once you actually hear from the other members and it's like, damn, like these were like real people in it, and like hearing their stories, it's like crazy.
Yeah, no, very absolutely.
Especially as kids.
Yes. No, I had a meeting. I had met with LAPD last year, and the chief of police said, oh, we said, you know, members cannot call 911. And you know what his response was? Well, you can't call 911 here either. Like, really, you literally will not listen. But anyway, hopefully one of these that can come to an end. And I do know that there are many other police agencies that are listening. We set up a law enforcement crisis line for specific areas that have high concentrations of Scientologists at their request. So anyway, any other stories you'd like to share?
It's actually fun. So a couple weeks ago I had gone to, cause I record a lot in like Beverly Hills. That's where like my series that originally started, I would do like street content there and like, you know, comedy type stuff on the streets. And so I had gone to Beverly Hills Police Department. Obviously they only deal with Beverly Hills, but I had gone there just because I'm always filming there. And I just want to let them know, like, if you get all these fake calls and stuff, like it'll probably happen wherever I go, it's going to follow me. And like kind of explain them the whole story and everything. And they were like so nice. It was like a whole different world. They were like so nice. They listened to everything. They were like, if you have a problem, like just call us, we'll come right out. But like so nice. And then I was like, the difference between both, like Hollywood, I cannot stand walking into Hollywood Station. Like, it's just disgusting. First off, it's the nastiest police station I've ever seen in my life.
Oh boy.
And then the way that they talk, especially some of them, like they talk to you like your dogs, like it's crazy. So like seeing the night and day between like the Beverly Hills Station and then the Hollywood Station, like it's a shame that when anything happens, like obviously the test center and all that's like by the Hollywood Station, so you have to deal with that. But I'm like, why couldn't it have been like the Beverly Hills Station where they're like so nice, or probably any other station I feel like would be better than what you deal with that. Oh my God.
Yeah. Insane. Crazy. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the CWPD situation is, but hopefully, you know, I don't know when there's a huge amount of real estate surrounding Hollywood, obviously a huge amount of members still in declining support, but hopefully there's a path forward where LAPD can cut ties and start doing their jobs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eventually.
Crazy. Yes. We can only hope, right? Yeah. Oh gosh. Well, and anything else you'd like to share?
I don't think so. About the moment.
Yeah, no, it's all good. And again, I just thank you for caring. Thank you for stepping up. Thank you for doing what you do. It is, you know, again, I spent my childhood in a terrible situation. So having people like you who just care and are willing to stand up and despite consequences is really something.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, the consequences only made me madder. Like, they took away my TikTok, which was my, like, at the time, full source of income, pretty much. Because, I mean, I do social media. That was my main platform. Yeah. And I was like, I think people thought that I was going to back off once they did that. I was like, well, no, now they just made it personal also. Like,
yes.
So, no, now I'm really going to, like, go after them.
Yep. I know what that feels like. I've been trying to exert my own little spot of pressure for 18 years. So it's very nice to see that there's broader awareness and you're helping the young people to not get sucked in either. So that's amazing. There's tremendous value in that. And truly thank you.
Of course.
Awesome, Jessica. Well, I will share all the links. I'll share your petition. And again, it was such a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for agreeing to do this. Yes, absolutely.
What will this be on?
YouTube. Yes, YouTube.
What channel?
Oh, Blown for Good, Scientology Exposed. I'll send you the link before we put it live. And
just so I can reshare it and everything.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jessica. I appreciate it. Take good care. Stay safe. Keep doing the good work. I appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
All righty.
Thanks for watching. If you'd like to help support the channel, feel free to check out the merch store link in the description. We have Hail Xenu, Xenu is my homeboy, and BFG branded mouse pads, shirts, mugs, all sorts of other stuff in there that helps us to bring you new content on a regular basis. You can also pick up a copy of my book, Blown for Good, Behind the Iron Curtain of Scientology, in hardback, Kindle, and Audible versions as well. There's also a link to our podcast, and you can get that on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you'd like to watch another video, you can click on this link right here, or you can click on this one here, or you can click on the subscribe button right here. Thanks a lot. Until next time.